we had two cases. We'd had a common denominator in both the cases, which we were analysing last week about. And that was, we had a case, obviously that's the English recording case. Guy made an aliyah donation, not realising it's recorded, Kim made a rabbinic claim, but it's be'onus. Not just Miss Asik, it's like Miss Asik be'onus. So we're discussing what's the onus, is there accumulated rubbish by onus? And we also had a case of somebody was asked to take a smuggled glasses through from Australia to Eretz Israel. He went through Singapore and he gave it up because he got scared. It ended up being it was drugs, and drugs in Singapore is death penalty. Accumulated rubbish claim that he shouldn't pay for the damage he did to the drugs by just leaving it to the airport. And because the onus, he says, well, maybe there's no din accumulated rabbinate by onus. So that's what we discussed last week. Is there accumulated rabbinate ptur when you do it by onus? And the conclusion we finished off with was Rabbi Chonon's statement on this topic, which he discussed in detail. Is there a ptur accumulated rabbinate by onus? And he says, you know what? We'll read it again. The Chonon, Kovet Shurim, he says, Vishita kan kosev b'shem shita. Yeshona to learn miftari, there's no din akimleit or abnei if it's done by onus. And says to Rabbi Chonon, you know what? This is Zeh L'shittas Tosas. That's only fits with Tosas' way of looking at the sugya. The odam mazik be'onus gomapoto. That even by damages, when normally you met chayv in all cases, whatever you damage, however you damage, you always got. But onus or not in the eyes of Tosas, suggests as you're off the hook of paying for damages, you're also on the hook for paying when it's Kimleiter Rabbeinu doesn't get released over there. Kimleiter Rabbeinu will not release you. If the Kimleiter, the killing is done by onus, there will be no release on the payment, chiv, in such a case. Avodas Ramban, but of course the Ramban who argues on Tosis in damages, the Gamba onus Gomo Odom Chayev, the Odom Mazik is Chayev for damaging, even the onus Gomo doesn't matter, he's Chayev, no difference, there's no Chilik, there's no different category called onus gomor. Again, ma'abaka behema lo chilik may onus or also just says damage is no difference. Afmaka otan lo chilik, so also in the category, kimnei zarabnei, there's no different categories, so it doesn't matter, kimnei zarabnei across all the board, even you kill somebody, but onus gomor, or you get the death penalty, but onus gomor, you do an act, but onus gomor, a death penalty act, but onus gomor, you'll still be chayev, you'll still be potter, because kimnei zarabnei on payment. Okay? So therefore we say, this both are lochus, which are kimnei zarabnei's acts, which create death penalties, but done by onus, will be dependent, whether it releases you from payment, will be dependent on this machlokus, according to Rabbi Chonon, between Tosis and Ramban. That's how we concluded last week.
But Torah says that if you kill by onus, Torah says that you're not chayav death penalty.
I thought you're not chayav death penalty. Even kill the shoge, you're not chayav death penalty.
No. You go to this refugee camp.
Okay.
So it doesn't say, its purpose is that you're not chayav by...
Fine. You're not chayav for the death penalty. Doesn't mean it's not called an act of death. That act of... which will give you death penalty, which has a release. You know, a clause which has a release called onus, like everything. Onus rachmona potre. Potre means you have a chiv which gets released from it. Potre means that it is an act intrinsically which would lead to death penalty sentence. That you says, no, I've got something over here that superimposes on that that says you're released. So called onus. Onus rachmona potre. But the etzim is an act of death penalty, act which won't have, in the eyes of Ramban, according to Rabbi Chonon, won't have kimnei zarabnei, and will have kimnei zarabnei in the eyes of Ramban, not according to Tosis. That's totally not machlokas. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, what's the halacha in that machlokas? To Tosis, Arab and Ramban. That we didn't see last week. What's the halachas? To Tosis and Ramban, by mazik sabadi, but onus gomor. Are you chayav potter? Let's do the shulchan aruch. Number two says, Osa lahazik, mom and chaver. You can't damage somebody. V'imizikul, and if you do, ava pishein, and even though you don't get any benefits, you just damage. Chayv l'shalem, you have to pay, nezik sholem. Bein shu shogeg, bein shu onus. Makes no difference in shogeg, it doesn't make any difference onus, you're always going to pay. That's the mechaber. comes along the Ramah in brackets, says, that's only true when it's not an onus gomel. Commotion is by as it's paid. If it's an onus gomel, then you don't need to pay. So what? When I ask you, what's the halacha? Do we pass like the Ramban, you always chive. Or do we pass like Tosis, that you're going to be part of onus gomel, what are you going to answer me?
Neither. Neither.
The
Tosfos. You say Tosfos, you say Neva. What do you say? Yeah, Mr. Bloch is absolutely accurate. Machlokos between Rechaba and Ramah, Pashas and Machlokos and Rechaba and Ramah.
They're
Machin Mishin Matayek, the Shach is Matayek, that the Machaba doesn't make Chilukim, Machaba doesn't make Chilukim, implicit between the Machaba, onus, whatever onus is, even onus Gomo, you're going to be Chayv, like the Ban, that's how they're Matayek in Shulchan Aruch. And Ramah says clearly, like Tosis, Ramah says clearly,
He doesn't say Yeshomrim.
There are people who want to learn the Machabah differently, but Pashtus of the Machabah, which is based on Lashon Rambam, is that he holds Onus Gomor, there's no difference in categories, even Onus Gomor, you're going to be Chav. So therefore, when we ask our question, what do we Paskin, Tosis and Ramban, it's a Machlokus, it seems Pashtus, Machlokus between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Our clothes between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Svartim will definitely say that based on this, they will definitely say you're always chayv onus gomel in mazik. So that means in kimnei to rabbe would also be a release even by onus gomel. And us Ashkenazim will look at the situation and say, as hilchos moments, we look at both the Ramah and the Machaber. We don't ignore either. We take both of them. And I mean, us Ashkenazim will say it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, that means in damages you're going to be paid, not going to have to pay because of mitzvah mechaber. You're not going to pay in damages because maybe the halacha is like Tosis and therefore you're not chayiv and onus gomel. And when it comes to kimnei to rabbe, and where Tosis says tak you are chayiv, and the Ramban will say you are potter, then what Ashkenazim going to say? Because it's a machlokas, you're also going to be potter. Because
yeah.
It's sofik, we don't know, like the Ramban. So both scenarios we're going to say potter according to Ashkenazim.
Rav, can repeat Ramah?
Ramah says in brackets, Dafka, Shein Onus Gomel. When are you chayv? Only when it's not an Onus Gomel. Then you're chayv. But if it'll be Onus Gomel, then you're going to be positive. That's like Tosis. That's clearly like Tosis. Okay. So, we're holding that both cases, at least Ashkenazim, yeah? And definitely Svartim, definitely, and Ashkenazim as well, but for different reasons. Kimleitz and Rabbanei would be a release, even when it's onus gomel. So, hasn't really helped us to say different in both cases. Maybe both cases they don't need to pay. So let's move on and see if we can get further in getting a result in both of those cases. Let's move on. What? I could, but then I haven't analysed the halachas right to the end. I could always end my shir halfway through, if I wanted. Yeah? There's always the stages in the shir. Okay, maybe that will be the result at the end, but for different reasons. But that's how we're going. That's how we move. So let's move to our case. Maisi Shoya, fresh off the news last week, already discussed it, and was this party planned in America? Okay. He's done hundreds of events for the religious community. All those sushi events. Wonderful sushi events. So, what happened over there? He arranged a nice sushi event. Yes. And one of the rabbonim enjoyed the sushi. Came up to the Bala Simcha. Where did you get this from? He said, well, I don't do anything. I don't even know anything, just go to the party planner. I just went to the party planner. His guy organized everything. So I went to the party planner and said, whoa, I really like this sushi. Where do you do this? He says, oh, look, I've done this 100 times. This is my specialty, sushi events. I always use the same guy. Don't go to any guy. He's the only guy I can trust. What do you do? Where do you go? There's this kosher glass Mahajan restaurant down the road, Chinese cook. That's where I order it from. Here's his phone number. So Rob said it's good sushi, I phoned him up. And he asked, you know, the Chinese cook, he says, yeah. So he says, no, I really like the sushi that you prepared for this event, so it's really good. It says, how do I get hold of it? Do I have to contact the restaurant, you know, to go? So he said, no, not restaurants. It's a private business. Private business, what do you mean? I always do this at home in my own kitchen. What, you have customs authority? No. Use my own utensils. So how do you do this event? Well, because it was beginning of the week, I cooked everything on Shabbos, and in my own utensils. I had no special utensils, his own personal utensils. And where do you get the fish from? Oh, from my friends, you know, the fisherman friend says, what type of fish is? And I just say this name, but it was a crab. It was a fish, it was trade. And this is what I always use. So, Chassus, oh, what's happened? This party planned a sushi event. Why should I show you? It's not just made up. That's a few weeks old. You can investigate it.
Oh my God.
Yeah? A few weeks old. Yeah? Why should I show you? You're not living in the dark ages. We're living in the modern ages. Where everything is modern except for Chassus. Yeah? The bank is going backwards as society goes forward.
Did he really come 3 weeks ago?
A few weeks ago, yes.
You know what state it was in?
Okay, I'll tell you soon. Maybe I'll tell you when things develop. But yeah, so
sounds like things already developed.
So he calls the party planner. Always uses him. It's always strafe. Everything's strafe. Besides, maybe Master Shabbos. No problems. Maybe Master Shabbos. The least problems. Kashrus strafe for everything. Bishulakum strafe. Kalim. Everyone's. Everything. In all these glad kosher simchas of the Haredi community. Wonderful. No hechsher.
Did the party planner know about it?
Party planner assumed. This guy works in the... He didn't do purpose. He assumed he works in the kosher restaurant. It's kosher. Yeah? That's what kosher is nowadays. It's assumptions. Everything's kosher. You think it's kosher. I think it's kosher. So you have a beard, so it must be kosher. Then he thinks that everyone, even the rabbonim eating of it, must be kosher. So everything's kosher. That's how it works.
There's not,
but no one realizes no one's kosher except for the. Okay. So now. So what's the shaila? So he informs, you know, the Rav shot. He's eating tray for himself. He shot. And he informs the Baal Simcha. And the Baal Simcha goes berserk. And he informs the party planner what you've done. And he doesn't want to pay. And even when the money he did pay, he wants back. The whole thing, and there's thousands and thousands of dollars we're talking about over here, and there's going to be claims probably from previous events as well. Once this news goes out,
New York, right?
I don't know what country state. You don't just make assumptions. Maybe it's in Moscow.
No, it's not, because you said already.
Moscow, not the United States yet.
You already said he fries thousands and thousands.
Okay. Hundreds of
events. Hundreds of thousands.
California.
Hundreds of events he did. I didn't say thousands.
Okay.
Now, so let's analyze this and we'll see what's got to do with Ashi accumulating. Well, someone may want to kill him, but it's not exactly that we're discussing Kimnei Rabbi. But we'll see what connection there is eventually. Yeah. So, can they get the money back or don't give the money? What's the rules over here? So let's see number three, the Shulchan Aruch over here, number three. He says like this. It's a halacha in Yeredeh. Also comes up Chesham Mishpat. Okay, we say it like this. We quote the one in Yeredeh. It says this: Hamocha lechaveh tova she'osa b'achila. Somebody sells to somebody an item which is also to eat, and the guy doesn't realize it's also to eat. Im atchlo ochlo note. If he finds that before he actually eats it, obviously yaslo mashakonu menu v'yatzlo domen. You give back the item. And you give back the money, yeah, because it didn't eat it. It's trade for the money, so you give it back. Mechach tos. In Mashiach, but he's already consumed it, and then he finds out that the whole thing was trade. Mashiach, obviously, what is eaten, he's eaten. V'yaseh hadomim, but he gets back his money.
All of the money?
He gets back all his money.
Just for the
fact. He gets all the money back. Even though he can't return the tray fish, he can't return the tray fish, but he gets back all the money. He gets back all the money. Even though he can't return anything, he gets back all the money. Okay.
Why does he get back all the money?
So why, if Shabbat is saying, why does he get the money? What would you say as,
Subtract what we say? Subtract the benefit I got from eating.
So you say, subtract the benefit. Look, okay, not the full whack, because I was supposed to get kosher stuff. You gave me treif, it's not, but I did get some benefit, you're saying. Some benefit, so pay for some benefit. Why zero? Get all the money. Not only that, it's not soft. You have to give, here's the money he's got, he has to give back. Meaning, it's not Sophic. It's not like Sophic. No, you have to give all the money back. The mother said, why give all the money back? So, there's two Peshat, and we'll concentrate on one. The Smas says like this, the reason why. The person who ate this treif item is not considered as he got one iota of Hanoh. He didn't get any, even minute Hanoh. He got nothing. Why? Atzraba, Mtsahu lo. It's a complete.
It's
this week's Pasha, yeah, Shemos, Cholav Hakam, and all that. Masah, Hulo. Forget. Now looking back, it's a terrible thing. It's a disaster. Adasalo, Shoova al Issa Deraisa. He's been over. An Issa Deraisa, my consumer. That's what you gave me. An Issa Deraisa, that's what you gave me. That's called Hala. I give zero Hana. Zero Hana, you have to give me back all the money.
So, it makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
What if the guy who's making a claim wasn't from? He eats treif all the time.
Yeah?
The guy eats treif all the time.
Did he? Fine.
He wanted a kosher this
time. Okay, fine.
So you still have to give him back the money?
So right now you define Hano very interesting. So right now...
No, he doesn't know Tsar.
I would like to ask you right now to define Hano, because it's new for me.
Okay.
So right now, I ate something. I thought Hano, but I enjoy this taste.
Yes, you enjoy.
Then later, I discover that it's not good. So right now, you define not what I feel when I'm eating it, but what later I discover what it was. Somebody said, you know, it full calories.
So let's, instead of Mr. Goffman saying a statement, let's say over Mr. Goffman's words in the form of a question. How can you say he gets zero hana? If you ask him at the time he ate it, he said it's yummy. So that's certain hana. Now he's having a bad experience by fact that he's saying, oh, this is terrible, this is an Issa Deraisa. So why do you say zero? So what's going to be the answer to Mr. Goffman's question? Correct. He enjoyed it at the time, and now he doesn't. So what's the answer? What's the answer? You should get some money for that certain enjoyment, for those half a minute you had enjoyment. Yeah? Of consumption, yeah? So why don't you pay for that half a minute?
It's not really enjoyment. What happens if you give somebody poison and he thought it tasted nice? Does he call that Hano?
You eat it. I talk, you know, when you ate it, you enjoy?
But it was poison.
You enjoy when you ate it?
Yeah, I enjoy when you
ate it. So, that's what my question is. Maybe you're right. Probably you're right. But I don't understand.
Hano is benefit.
Hano is benefit. Benefit. Yes, that's the key words. It's not enjoyment, it's in benefits. So if you look at the big picture, at the end of the day, was it a plus or minus? There is a certain plus, which is worth $5, and there's a certain minus, which is worth a minus $1,000, $10,000, wherever you want to magish. So therefore, the big picture, there's no hana. It's being cancelled out. And more than that, yeah?
I'm worried about he's got a huge pain. It's a mask. No?
Damages. Damaging. You say damaging. Damaging. You've got, maybe got a counterclaim. Damaging.
Okay. So if I feed someone who's obese, say triple burger, he's having pleasure, clearly, but he's also causing him tremendous damage.
Yeah.
I'm not, he's not okay to pay me.
Okay. If he does it willingly, then he's moichel, obviously.
Who's moichel?
If a person orders a triple hamburger and yeah, shouldn't be eating it,
yeah,
and you want to say that's not good for him,
he knows that triple
goes. I understand, but what is the difference if he knows or not? Yeah, it's being mazik him. If you're saying the mazik cancels out the hana, then
what's the mazik? Mazik is not what we're saying halakhically. Is what he relates. He says, this is Issa Deraisa. Oh, it's advisor. This is extremely sour.
Oh, so sour. It'll be totally in the person.
Yes, exactly. I'm saying your question of the religious person is relevant, but not for us either, but relevant. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So if so, what's going to be the thing in our place? Party planner? Does he have to, can he keep the money? He keep money at least what he gave, or he has to give everything back? What's going to be that offer?
Forget he's paid for the sushi, not for the rest of the party.
Okay.
Unless there's a counterclaim.
No, I think that for whole party.
The whole party, I think he says just the sushi.
Well, this logic would apply to the whole party. He came out with a net loss.
What do sushi?
All his friends are angry at him because he fed them right.
They come to event and became a disgrace.
Especially if it was a Mossad. I mean, they're suspected. Their reputation is out the
window.
So, get me, look up in the sushi. That definitely, no question. Does it mean the whole event, the bands, the waiters, the hall? Does it mean also that?
Right.
Well, we have to analyze it a bit.
You not only trade, you also dance during this. It's great.
Okay.
So it's great. Definitely pay for it because you dance when you eat trade.
Okay.
Yeah. But did he have a separate contract with the hall and the band, or that was just the party planner?
Party planner, he had a contract. Party planner had a contract with everybody else.
But he didn't have a contract. No. Okay.
You try to get out of any questions. It's good.
So he's been claiming the money that he paid the party
planner. Yeah, which is everything. Everything. The party planner is everything. Okay. Okay. So, let's analyze this a bit further. So that's where we're holding. We don't know exactly how much money back and what does it cover. Okay, but we know there's definitely money back.
I agree.
Okay. So let's go to another Maestro Zohar. Well, this didn't take place a few weeks ago. It happened a few years ago.
Still in New York. Okay.
No, not I'm
kidding.
So, okay. So we have a group. You know, this Nofish Noshim.
Nofish Noshim.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They go away. The religious women like to get away from their families to have a nice Shabbos by themselves, relax.
It's usually finished very bad in a few generations.
And they have people come to speak, Hatsa'as.
Yeah.
Ruchni is building up. Yep.
I understood. Okay. I hear about it.
So, this group arrange to go to a certain hotel. Special kashrus, supplied. Okay.
The same catering.
No.
Sorry.
They don't have a Israel, but this has to be in Israel.
They come to the place.
Right.
And it's around this time of year.
Right.
It's around this time of year. They come to the hotel, and they're just getting ready for Shabbos. You know, we're going to have real Ruchnius Chizik event. And they come down to light the candles. And they see there's a lot of people dressed up around here in funny clothes. And they're wearing, looks like men wearing dresses. And they have something around their neck. Oh, they come closer. It's a cross. And it's a lot of them. Not only that, they're outnumbered 5-1. They've taken over the whole place. Because it's Kratzmuch time. Yes? And everything is what they ordered, but forget about the ruchnius and the atmosphere of the event. There was no atmosphere, which is what they wanted for the whole Shabbos. It's a special chizik Shabbos, and they just got the opposite of that. So now they make a claim against the organizer, saying the whole thing is a mekhtos. This whole event was to give me ruchnius to all the people involved, and you gave me a position of the opposite, mekach tas, and all problems over here over Shabbos. So, is there a tie over here of mekach tas or not? Yeah? Did they get fed any issa over here?
This is... Did they get China because
is there any issa? That's it. Did they get fed any issurim?
No, but the reason it's weaker is because unless the tour company represented that they took over the whole hotel, they know there's a risk that there's going to be undesirable guests there, and they decided to live with that risk.
But okay, we're not just going about risk. We're talking about they had a clear bakasha for events of rukmis. That was clear what they wanted. And that this is what they received. Not to say who's at fault, not at fault. This is what they achieved. Did they receive any isidaraisa or any isidarabonons? Did they see any anything over here that was halakhically a problem or not?
I think yes.
Why?
Because you're forbidden to be close to certain people or certain
items.
That's
not true. You're not forbidden. It's not recommended, but there's no isir.
I learn it differently.
Okay.
The galach is spiritual.
If they're refined,
I learn differently. I said that's not balanced. In certain things, I don't know this. In this category, you cannot go in church and so on.
You're actually allowed to go to church. If you're not going to the
organizer. Who organized the event?
I go to rest. Come on.
I said it. They arranged it through a body that organizes.
Now, so, have you ever heard of the mitzvah, the reise, of Oneg Shabbos? Okay. Did they... What happens if you
Okay.
And what happens if you are being put into a scenario where it's not owning Shabbos? Yes. Have you mevatel the mitzvah or not mekayem the mitzvah or lost on an avera? If you put yourself into a scenario where there's no owning Shabbos, have you done any avera?
You could make yourself an oneg. I mean, that's a very subjective thing.
I'm asking, I said, is it a veira, not a veira? Okay.
Both 3 days earlier, one of the sheets is a bitl oneg Shabbos.
A bitl oneg Shabbos, yes. It's also to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to get oneg Shabbos. That we see, very good. From the case of going on a boat, you shouldn't go on the boat too close to Shabbos. Mevatel oneg Shabbos.
That's a special takana. The fact that it's a special takana proves that...
Not special takana. They said it's osa, and one of the Rishonim say the reasons, different reasons, but one of the Rishonim says it's osa because you've been mevatel oneg Shabbos.
It's just an application.
It's an application of that is... So there is an issa to mevatel oneg Shabbos. So there is a certain issa which they've been fed... over here, that they're being on Shabbos, but kochoch not to have owner Shabbos. Okay? So, do they now have a claim
who
of...
Who said it would be less onig than if they were at their 12 kids still at home that they had to deal with?
I don't think this is so subjective. There's some certain scenarios which are obvious, that everyone will agree, is anti-onig Shabbos. I mean, Galachim walking around with... things
when
and
they're room, what? When they're in the room for the Hatzah, they got the Oneg. When they walked other places, there was no Oneg.
So they couldn't get it. When they're having the Shabbos meals, it's with all the Galachim, it's not a separate place.
It's not a Shabbos meal?
It's not separate, they can't have
the
separate rooms.
Separate
the dining room was all together, everything was.
I think they cannot claim anything.
Can I have a claim that you received an Issah from you?
No, they cannot claim.
Okay. Okay.
Because they put themselves 100%.
That's what you say. Who said? This is what I wanted, and this is what you gave me. You gave me something which was not matzah shabbos. Okay. So let's analyze. How far do you take this issa business? Not paying for issa. So they look at that before.
Well, it says only issa achila.
Okay. Okay. So you have to analyze. Okay. Says that before. A continuation of the Shulchan Aruch over there, and it says, "If hudova sheino osa b'achila ela b'divrei sofrim, if it's an issa, but it's only a issa achila drabonon, it says, if oyu peris akayamim machse peris v'notot tomov, then you got still the fruit around. Then both cases." In this case, you do not have a bitul mekach. There's no claim of bitul mekach. Bitul mekach is only when you consume an issa deraisa. If you consume, even consume, an issa drabonon, there's no claim of bitul mekach. You don't get your money back.
Okay.
Now, what's the difference between issa deraisa consumption, issa drabonon consumption? What's the difference? The sivas asked the question. What's the whole reason why you get your money back when it's a deraisa? Is it sa? So you saw him as the rabbanim as well. You have
because this is the rabbanim is shogeg is
not. So let's see. This is that famous chiddush. Like, move on, says the Sivas. Give it back the bottle. You look, he didn't get what he's supposed to get. So why do you have to pay the whole amount of money? Just pay what the hanoi you get. Okay, maybe you get a little bit, I'm not as bad as this one, but why say I gave all the money and I can't get even 1 cent back, ki'ilu, there's nothing wrong. There's definitely something wrong. Maybe it's not as bad as this, right? It's not as sad as this, right? Maybe there's some hung on there, but definitely not the whole money. Why can't you get even 1 cent back? As if nothing happens. What's going on? Nothing happens. Something happens. It's a draw on something. Yeah. So Nesivus comes up with his famous klal, fulsome halacha, chiddush. He says like this. Matis was referring to it just a second ago. Says like this. Eshu, the Isidon, if we're talking about Isidon, Ein Soch Shum Kapara. The person who owes the Isidon doesn't need to do any teshuva. Doesn't need to say sorry to Hashem. Kilo of the Domek, as if nothing happened. Why? Because you don't get punished at all for doing an isadron if it's done by shogeg. And therefore, kilo ochul kashera. Therefore, if you don't get a punishment, you've done nothing wrong, so you've ate food which is actually kosher. It's exactly the same. Isadron by shogeg is kilo not is at all and kosher. Then the makosher, you had hanor from a regular kosher glut mahajan piece of food. That's why you have to pay all the money because you got nothing wrong here. Nothing happens. You get a punishment for doing it b'shogeg. You get a punishment for doing it b'shogeg. So therefore, then there's something wrong, and then therefore I don't need to pay. But here, like it's the abundance, if it's b'shogeg, nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong. Nothing happened. So nothing happened. So therefore, you got everything you needed to get. So now we got this clown that you only get your money back if you can claim, I didn't get what I was supposed to get, and it's not what I ordered, and then you can get your money back, because I didn't get hanor here, because I ordered something, and this is not it. But by Issa Dorbonons, you don't get your money back, because you got exactly what you're supposed to get, and nothing else happened here. Because it was okay, nothing happened. Knowing that's the cloud, let's look at our Hatsa'ah event. Nofish Noshim, did they get everything that they ordered? That's all we want to know. Did they get all the hanor which they were anticipating in their order or not?
Yes.
What's going to be the answer to that?
Yes.
That's the only thing we need to see. Sure, you get money back and money back. You ordered something, hanor, you paid for something. Do you get what you paid and ordered for?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you don't get any money back. No, then you get some money back. How much? You have to work out.
They didn't get the hanor,
I was discussing what you expected.
Yeah.
I was did you get everything that you ordered or not?
Well, what was the representation of the tour group that they were going to get?
No, when a person's having that kind of meal, part of the meal is to makabed your guests. If your guests leave angry,
which case are you talking about?
We're talking different case, right?
We're talking about
the Nofish Noshim.
Nofish Noshim. Do you get everything or not?
I think it depends what the tour group represents that they were going to get.
No. Was that part of the owner, that altar that I'm paying for? Am I paying for the owner's Shabbos? Am I paying for an item that gives me also?
No, you never pay for it at all.
What?
What was in the agreement?
What do you think the agreement was?
The advertisement, I'm sure, said beautiful on the Shabbos.
No, not at all. They bought very simple things. Let us get together in this room and eat. That's all what they owe. Nothing else. And they got it. And they got it. Okay, it was not pleasant, but they got exactly what they wanted.
I'm not asking what they expected. I mean, what was part of the deal, which was His Highness, between the women and the organizer of the event.
Give me this room and give me meal, and that's all. And bear to sleep. They will eat kosher, don't worry, they have kosher meat.
That's part of the room. The room, I need to calm down. That's part of the expected standard hotel provision. So I say, I'm not agreement. You're talking about something included, even without the agreement. I'm talking about something which will only be included with the agreement. Yeah? They didn't talk about it at all. I expect only Shabbos, I expect the atmosphere. Spoken about, yeah? Now, all we can say in such a scenario is if it is a location known to provide its services exclusively to the Haredi public, then part of the Haredi institution, then it would be implied like a clean room. And therefore, if you have a scenario, one-off, you have these galachim in this Haredi establishment, then that would be considered you're not providing what you stand for, even implicitly.
But happens in the Dead Sea.
But if it's a taken-over hotel type of situation, which never is Haredi, and it's just, you know, for this event, we're going to have a section set aside for, you know, the Haredi public with their Haredi needs, then you have no claim to expect that that's part of the deal to be included in what you pay for. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. Now, by the sushi, what you're going to say is only
that's
sushi. It's a doraisa for sure. The sushi, you get your money back. But now we're asking about the other aspects of the event. Sushi, the guy said, okay, sushi, okay. What about the other $20,000 we're talking about? The hall, the bands.
There's still the tsar aspect. Because something did happen, my guests are now angry at me.
No, I think in sushi situation, you should not pay anything to this caterer for one simple reason. Because like you mentioned, that I expect that there will be a room and bed in hotel, and if I could not do it properly, good and bad, for whatever reason, I should not pay. I could not dance normally when in minute I will train.
Well, they did dance. They had a
great they ate too. I'm not talking right now here. Raf said it doesn't matter what you have in this second. What happened last?
Right, so saying this tsar...
It was not dance, it was nothing. It was nothing.
That's the next
thing. It was absolutely nothing if I will go...
So, what are you going to say? I would say, he did hundreds of these events. I would say, let's look at each event differently. What the idea behind the events. And what's it? He did stocker events. Yes?
Right, so
for institutions. Haredi yeshivas, the seminars and all that. Yeah? So what is the tough, what is they want out of the event? What is the money. Boss? They want
money
from the, did they get their money and donations?
Yeah, but it's now in the future they're not going to is the problem.
They want a relationship. They want them to come back next year.
Right? That's right.
They're not coming back next year. They can't trust this organization.
I don't know if they get the organization will get blamed. I don't know. You have to look at each individual. And they still, at the time we're talking about now, they got what they wanted out of the event. They got their money, which is what the whole reasoning why I want to pay this money to get my money out of my clients. I got services which I did get. I didn't get any foods of sushi. Okay, I didn't get the foods. But I did get the bands, I did get the hall. So the services which gave me hana, I got services which I need to pay for, which were top quality services, which were hadrin, which gave me a lot, so I just need to pay for that chelik of it. The food, probably not over there. Other events, you have to look at each event, bar mitzvahs, chasanas, you have to look at each event, how intrinsic that part of the event is the foods, and if you don't have the foods being kosher, yeah, lemafreya, it ruins the whole event, lemafreya. Does it ruin the whole event, lemafreya, or does not ruin the whole event?
But just a second. It's very easy, maybe easy to resolve.
Yeah.
Rav, you know, I would like that you come to bar mitzvah. There will be only pork serving, but you don't have to eat it. You will dance. You will go on this? Probably not. So we cannot say you have dancing. You even would not enter
you're
this
room. Lachachila. I'm asking with the advert, you did dance, you did enjoy, and even on my friend, that dance was a kosher dance. And you had a nice atmosphere with the way that it was laid out and the hall. The food was the problem. So can we disconnect the food from the rest of the services? I'll say it depends really on what type of event it is, whether you can do that or not. So I'm not going to go into each and everything. I'll just leave it up to too complicated analysis. But God told that's what I think should happen. Okay. Now, what's this got to do, Kimlet and Rabbanle? What's this got to do? We'll finish off with this question.
Oh, boy.
Finish off with this question. That's connected to this Kimlet and Rabbanle.
Let's see.
But Moshe Feinstein says the following. Moshe Feinstein, that's our number six, says like this. Kesha'asa kedin Torah. When you do according to the rules, what the Torah says, you follow the rules of the Torah. The Torah said this is what you have to behave, then you follow those rules. Shesobach, and the Torah says certain cases, the Torah says, rely on this guy. You can just rely. Lachachila on what this guy says. Lahabin, so you can believe somebody, even if it's one guy, on his surim. The Torah says, you're talking about it says Shiloh, Isava Heta. You can rely on a guy and say, yeah, okay. He says it's okay, it's okay. Lo of a klum. If so, you the person who's following the rules have not done anything wrong. You haven't done any avera. Klapi Shmai. Klapi Shmai. Even in Shmai, and even if you had did nothing wrong. You follow what you did what the Torah told you to do. Oh, you asked very shikala. In the end of the day, it was Osa. The witness lied, but you did nothing wrong. Zesh lo somachayetetin to her, as far as that's her. When are you held accountable? When you don't follow the rules, you just do your own logic. And don't follow rules, you just say, I think it's okay, and you think that, then you're going to be held accountable. But then it's not called an onus. So it seems to be saying that we can have scenarios where a person's over an Issa Daraisa, but Klapi Shmai, you've done nothing wrong because you followed all the rules you're supposed to, and still, what's nothing wrong? It's onus gomor. Following the rules, that means you've done nothing wrong, Klapi Shmai. So here's my question.
What do you do with the Shulchan Aruch?
So here's my question. Here's my question. Like this. These people came to the party planner event. Party planner event. They followed the rules. Yeah, the guy says it's kosher. It's kosher.
Says
it's kosher. It's kosher. Okay, he's Eidach, he's got Eidach, he's got beards, he's got lambs, he's it's the Torah. It's kosher guy. So he said, it's okay. So they follow the rules. If they follow the rules, then it's what Moshe is telling us saying. You follow the rules, Klapi Shmai, you've done zero wrong. So therefore, maybe you can come back in defense of the party planner's pocket and say, you don't need to return anything. Based on what the deceiver says, the difference between being over Issa Daraisa, where you get your money back, and this is the one you don't get money back, is that Issa the one says to the deceiver, you don't get your money back because you did nothing wrong. Is if it's kosher. So let's say the same thing over here. Even Issa Daraisa, if it's completely following the rules to be able to eat this thing, and ends up being Issa Daraisa, you never did anything wrong by Issa Daraisa. It's so you got 100% a ki'ilu, it's kosher blood. It's so you shouldn't get your money back.
So he's arguing with the Sama?
What?
He's arguing with the Sama?
What? No? He's not arguing with Ramah. He's just saying Ramah's talking about Shokake.
Not Ramah, the Sama.
Yeah, he's arguing. He says it's talking about shogeg. Shogeg, there's a difference in shogeg between dreis and drom. But when you talk about onus, which is following the rules, onus, following the rules.
Why is it shogeg?
What?
Why is it shogeg? Is it a mem and bisurin?
No, it's not. It's a shogeg. He calls it shogeg. Yeah, so if so, maybe they did nothing wrong, and if he doesn't get his money back.
I don't understand why it's shogeg. You guys, he bought it from a kosher butcher, no?
What?
He's talking about he bought it from a kosher butcher.
No
hechsher. You don't need a hechsher. You need an eidechot and a bizur.
Well, who's called an eidechot?
Oh, so he has the same thing. Not the
no, who's called the eidechot? Okay.
It's shomer shabbos. You have no reason to.
So, who?
Butcher b'maisa. I mean, a chanalachot doesn't need a hechsher.
Fine. But if they relied on the Bali Simcha, and the Bali Simcha said it's okay, he's Eid Echot, yeah?
Right.
He is Eid Echot.
No, Shulchan Aruch's case is also Eid
Echot. No, somebody's selling. It's a different thing.
Somebody's selling his Eid Echot and Amri Surah.
No, he's got Nikis. He's
still Eid Echot and Amri Surah. Until 100 years ago, every butcher was an Eid Echot. Okay. He did the shchit, he did the butchering, he did everything.
We have to qualify what's called Eid Echot. That is called, you can be somach on midaraisa, and therefore it's not a problem. And if so, how does it fit, therefore, with the Shulchan Aruch? But it comes out that what Moshe's Begadol statement says, you did nothing wrong, you did issa deraisa even, but you did it by onus, following the rules, you haven't done anything wrong, so maybe you can keep the money. How does that fit with the Shulchan Aruch? Which says that he's lachor also idecha, we have to discuss that next week.
I understand what your question, let me repeat your question, because it means, if anybody can say to this party planner, pay, he said, why? You
received everything.
You received everything. Because Halakha said, you clean. Even that you're bringing your pork, you clean.
Yeah, that's his question.
It is what he said.
That's his question, but the Shulchan says, not like that.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, so that we have to say. Mr. Shem will discover this next week.